Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Your will be done, your kingdom come this day and every day. Thank you for waking us up to hear your word so as to be obedient to your word and stay in your leadings from the rising of the sun to the going down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Good morning, beloveds. Psalm 85. Verses 8 to 9, but let's start in the last verse of yesterday's verse 7. Show us your steadfast love, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. So it's so beautiful what we could just see there is God needs to show us his steadfast love, and then as he has to show it to us, he speaks. He opens up our spiritual eyes and our ears to hear, and then that brings about salvation, the unique soul of salvation, as he says in Philippians, work out your own salvation, because it is God. God, this is no Mickey Mouse. This is not the world rulers. This is not the deception going on. This is God working. Revealing and leading his sheep. Amen. Show us your and grant us your salvation. Let me hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace to his people, to his saints. You're a saint because you've come out of darkness, you've looked to the Lord, and you continually look to the Lord, hear from the Lord, walk with the Lord. But let him not turn back to folly. And it's just so sad. You know, many start in the spirit, but they fall back into the flesh, looking for the hand clap and the promotion. And as Gary shared last night, the finance and the title. And this is where we've got to just learn to just hold fast. And we want nothing but the salvation, the plan of God, which is according to our names written in heaven and in the Lamb's Book of Life. That's why Jesus even says to his disciples, don't rejoice because the spirits are subject to you and you've got some authority, but rejoice because your name is written in heaven. You want that story, that goodness, that plan. And then he goes on, surely his salvation is near to those who fear him. That why? That his glory may dwell in our land. So splendor is available. There's a kingdom, there's a savior, and there's a kingdom, and there's kingdom principles, answers. But it's unique. You don't be a copycat. You get your kingdom principles. Why? Because you fear him. What's fear? Revere him. You don't want to miss out. I go back to Philippians. Work out your own salvation with fear. Why is fear? This is a beautiful fear. It's a fear not to miss out. Because why? It is God working in you to will and to do. So there's the sheep of God that hear his voice and follow him, as we see in Romans chapter 10. And that's who we need to be. That's who not who we need to be. That's who we are. That's why we called saints, not sinners. That's why we called sheep, not goats. Goats go and do their own thing. And that's not the way that we listen to the Lord. We hear from the Lord. We listen to the Lord. We stay developing on schedule, and we praise him from the rising of the sun to the going down of the saints. So be blessed, brothers and sisters. God has loved you, and the walk has always been, there's never been shortcuts or other ways. This is the way, this is the truth, and this is the life. And this deception that has come has just shown how many people don't know the truth, the way, and the life. So it's just about staying with the Lord. And there's a time coming now, as we see in Zechariah, where he's speaking quietly now. But there's a time he's going to roar, the trumpet's going to blow, and we're going to go out in power and set free the captives together with the Lord. So, I'm thinking of Romans 8, the creation. So creation, everything you see around you is creation, is waiting for the sons of God. And sadly, many of the sons of God is waiting for the Lord, and the Lord has made provision, and he needs his people to come in line and stay in tune, because there is coming a mighty move, a mighty revival. Amen. That's going to change everything. Creation is coming out of its bondage to decay and into the glorious liberty. So back to the scripture again, Malachi. He who fears my name, the Son of Righteousness will arise, and you will go out like calves led from the stall, and you will tread the wicked down. This, just like Jesus did, so are we called. Jesus says it himself, as my Father has sent me, so I sent you. The works that I do, you shall do also, and greater. And this is what's on the horizon. So be encouraged. Stay at the feet of your Lord and do what he hears my word and does it. He's like a wise man building his house on the rock. Amen. The storms are here. The storms come, but they will not overcome. And you want to just see how they won't overcome, go to Psalm 91 again. Remind yourself there that you and abide and you stay under the shadow of the Almighty. Amen. Be blessed as you arise and shine in Jesus' name. Amen.